We are WNST, AM 1570, Tassa, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Lucas and I are positively probably underneath a palm tree right now, sipping on a beverage and watching Oriole baseball, also the NFL owners meetings. Follow our work down at Baltimore Positive in Sarasota, throughout Florida, all week long, out on our social media, all of those places. I'm wearing my Costas shirt because I'm getting back. I'm going old school. We have the Maryland Crab Cake Tour hitting the road again. I took a little hiatus after we did all the charity work we did back in February. We did a week's worth of marathon. Guy my age needs a little breather. We're going to be back after it at Drug City. I want to get all the dates right now. April 9th from 11 to 2, be giving away. There's a word that I might have some Pac-Man scratch. Yeah, maybe. Doug Lloyd will be telling me about that in a minute. 10 times the cash. We'll be giving those away at Costas. We're also going to be at Fadley's each and every Friday that there is an Oriole home game. We're excited about the Oriole season, excited about new management. And that will begin on April the 12th. Luke will be joining us. Also putting a Coco's date together in April and a couple of surprise visits. This is always fun. Last couple of years, I've been involved with the lottery, but, you know, I've been seeing people throw passes from up in my seats in 513 for 30 years. Well, not 30 years, because the lottery wasn't always involved with the Ravens, but 20 years or so. And I don't have any. I gave them all away. I was looking around for like an old Raven scratch off, but I gave tons and tons of Raven scratch offs away back in September, October, November, Hollywood Casino at all of our crab cake locations. And lo and behold, Doug Lloyd has unearthed the grand prize winner. And the best part is this guy's like a Raven fan. Doug, break this down for folks, because a lot of people see the Ravens tickets. I give them out. They win $5. They win $20. I had a $100 winner back in September over Coco's on a Raven scratch off. But the big banana is like tickets for life, and it's affinity packages, and we had a group of folks that went to Jacksonville, and Roquan Smith gave him cheesecake. So I don't know where you're going to get this kind of hang, Doug.
And you know, you brought up the big banana, my favorite Price is Right song. So you know, extra points there if you are seeing those scratch off tickets. Still some big prizes out there, but like you said, our second chance prize is really one of the things that captures the imagination of all of the lottery players out there. Everybody wants to win cash. In fact, that is one of our highest entry categories when it comes to second chance. But second to that is the experiences that you can get. And there's so many different ones with this scratch-off ticket. Like you said, flying on the team plane. Yeah, Roquan dishing out ice cream after the game. That is pretty cool. We got to come out and load the buses. And I think some of the fans thought we were players. So we got that nice standing ovation right there before the game in Jacksonville.
You don't look like a player, Doug.
I used to look like
Matt Stover, but I look like Matt Stover now still, except for my hair. But yeah, we're past the point where we look like players, I think.
No, mopping the locker room, that specialist is you know, that's what they were applauding for. And you know, some great things like going down to the field, making the pass for cash has happened. Thomas Humphreys is sitting here with us. He goes by TJ. He is one of our six finalists that graduated to the final round, had a chance to win season tickets for 20 years. And just to give you a picture, 824,000 entries in this category.
What? I was going to say, TJ, I want to bring you in. First things first, Doug always tells me this is the most of all the things, and I do lottery year round, and Lord knows I'm a Ravens guy. I've written two books on the Ravens, right? He tells me the Ravens thing and the tickets is the biggest thing. So this is, Doug, is this maybe the hardest thing to win of all the things there is to win, given how many entries there are?
Well, like I said, cash tends to lead the pack. People like something that can be in their hand. And you know, I think some people actually look at this category and they say, you know, it's not really likely that I'm going to be picked as the finalist. But the great thing about this category is even just being a finalist, you win $10,000. So each of our six finalists won $10,000 for being picked. And they also had a chance to win the season tickets for 20 years. In Thomas's drawing, so there were five individual drawings that picked our finalists. And in his, there were 184,000 entries. So of that entire, you know, 800,000 total entries, you know, he only had to beat out just over 100,000 people. That I say that like that's something easy to do.
No wonder he was jumping up and down. I want to bring him in. TJ Humphreys is here. He's going to every Raven game for the next 20 years. And the best part is, You look young enough that you're going to make it. I mean, I'm 55. I'm like, if I had 20 years, I'd be like, yeah, you know, maybe. But I did 26 years, first 26 years PSL holder. You're gonna love it, man. I mean, congratulations. I saw you jump for joy. But first things first, I mean, you do some great work out there, and I'll get that going. But has this sunk in that you're going every Ravens game?
Not yet. Like, I know it's happening, but I don't think it's quite sunk in yet. I think it'll probably sink in when I go to that first game, you know. That's probably when it's really gonna sink in.
Have you been to Ravens games before?
Oh, yeah. I actually went to games out in Memorial Stadium when they first opened, you know, and I've been to quite a few games. I've been on a bit of a hiatus, though, just life circumstances, so. But I'm a huge Ravens fan, so I'm just so excited to go.
Well, you know, you said Memorial Stadium. Doug, you know I'm doing this 25th anniversary documentary, and I've gone and found all my pictures at Memorial Stadium from when I was a kid, like all of that, and just why I love sports and why I built this crazy Baltimore Positive platform that the Maryland Lottery sends me out, eat crab cakes and all that stuff. I don't know what my favorite memory is, but it probably involves Memorial Stadium. What's your favorite Ravens memory? Because if you go back to Memorial Stadium, man, You must have, like, my wife's favorite memory is when we were at the snow game. Like, she was at two Super Bowls, like all of that stuff. But like the day we went out there and it snowed sideways, that was the most fun she ever had at a Ravens game. What's your number one?
So, I mean, being a Ravens fan in general, there's so many to try to like nail down. Like, I remember watching that, you know, on TV, of course, the Hey Diddle Diddle Ray Rice up the middle, you know. Or when Ray Lewis stopped the Chargers at the goal line and he just crushed Sproles, you know.
So you say these memories, and I remember exactly where I was. You know, I was in San Diego for both of those games and there. But, like, everybody remembers where they were when these plays happened. Now you're going to be there for all of them. You don't have to know. There's no more worry. You'll be there for it, right?
Yes, I will be there.
So first things first, and Doug, I always – suck Doug into this because Doug's the poor guy at the lottery who has to call everybody and say you won, and then they hang up on him. They think it's a prank. Like, it's part of our relationship. TJ, you admitted, because I watched the film, you know, out in Owings Mills, you admitted that you didn't believe it. So where are you when you find out you won? Forget the Ravens. You won 10 grand right off the bat, right? So anybody out there knows today, if somebody called and said, I'm Doug from the lottery, you just won 10 grand, you might not think it's real, right?
So it was actually, I got an email. It was from an email. And
so you know it's a scam then, right?
I was in my kitchen and I opened it and I said, this has got to be a joke. This is spam. This is definitely spam. I thought it was going to be like, you know, send this prince $1 million and we'll give you like 10 million, you know. But I closed the email and I opened it again and I'm like, wait a minute. There might be something to this. So I closed it again.
Well, you knew you played, right? You knew you played.
I knew
the
I played. Yeah. Okay, so all right. What I wound up doing is going on the website, the lottery website, and I checked. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is legit.
See, people really do go to mdlottery.com when I tell my wife goes, she's trying to crush his Mega Millions and his jackpots right now and Powerball going crazy. So TJ Humphries is our guest. He is the big winner. The big banana, as I say, sort of both showcase showdowns, right? Like, you win the first one, you get the 10 grand. And then you're like, they show you up a couple months later. And talk about your tour with Owings Mills. I saw you spent the day with Jamie Sharper. I've known Jamie since the day he was drafted. I remember Marvin being out in Owings Mills and writing, we're trying to get Jamie Sharper in the draft. And they wound up getting him. And all these years later, Super Bowl champion and a really super good guy to come out and tour you guys around a little bit.
Oh, that was amazing. Just going to the castle for one, seeing the Super Bowl trophies, just going through, and then Jamie Sharper, I mean, I remember, you know, he's the OG 55. He's the 55 before Terrell Suggs. So you know, it was really, really cool. And my daughter I had with me, and I'm like, this is a Super Bowl champion, honey, you know. And my daughter loved the experience. She got to run on the practice field. You know,
how old's your daughter?
She's 4. She'll be 5 in August. So.
Oh my God! So she's gonna go to football games. It's maybe sooner than later. Yeah, I was 4. I was 4 when my dad took me to my first game. It was a Jets. I saw Joe Namath play against Marty Domras. You know, Unitas had just left. They were no good, 73-74. But I remembered those. When I see Stan White, I think of those memories. And I think about being a little boy and, like, Lenny Moore signed an autograph for Memorial Stadium back in the early 70s. I was, like, 7, 8 years old. So what's the plan? Are you going to take her right away, or
Yeah,
are
I'm
you
going to
going to
take
ease her
her
to
to the
preseason
preseason.
games?
I'm going to take her to a preseason. Like, I've taken her to Orioles games, and she's a champ. She loves the Orioles. So she's been to Orioles game, never a Ravens game. I know they can be a little rowdy sometimes. So I'm going to take her to a preseason game and kind of go from there. And as she gets older, I'm definitely going to take her because growing up, I went to sports games, and that's a fond memory I have of my childhood is, going to Memorial Stadium, Camden Yards when they opened, going all the sporting events I could. So I think it's gonna be a great memory for my daughter to have.
Doug Lloyd is here. TJ Humphries is here. He is the big winner from the Ravens contest. He has tickets for life. Doug, of course, in the Maryland lottery, is the poor guy. And Doug does this all day calling people. Doug, don't you love when somebody wins and they start giving me 30 years of giving me Ravens history, which, TJ, you and I get together anytime and just sit here and talk about this because, like, I mean, every one of your memories is something in sort of my catalog. And Doug, it always doesn't work this way, right? And everybody wants to win these. The people on stage were disappointed, even though they won 10 grand. I hope he gave him some sort of parting gift. I hope Jamie gave him a hug and took a picture or something, right?
Everybody wants to win. I want everybody to win. And I even know that these finalists, there's only going to be one person that leaves there, absolutely beaming. We try to make sure that everybody had a really good experience. That's why, the Ravens are such great partners to work with and, put together this great tour at the castle and all these great experiences, having Jamie Sharper there, all part of that, take the relationship and then extend it. That's something that they do on a regular basis, and it's kind of a reflexive thing. And then TJ and I, I talked to every one of these finalists, and every one of them had a certain passion for the Ravens that I just thought it'd be nice to be able to give them 20 years of lift to that passion that they already have. TJ just happened to be the lucky person. Each person did walk away, of course, having that initial $10,000 prize. We did have a series of Raven scratch-off tickets for each of those participants too. So I already got a couple people ring back in, say they won $20, they $14, $50. So it's nice to even beyond the experience, find out that you were able to put a little bit of winning in somebody's pocket as they went.
TJ, at least they didn't put that pressure and you had to throw the football. I mean, I always feel terrible. You're going to see that for the next 20 years. You're going to be out there third quarter. You're like, hey, man, I'll take the free seats, man. I don't want to throw the football, especially into the wind. For you, and I want to give you a little bit of oxygen. The Maryland Lottery sent me out last month along with Window Nation and our sponsors here, Jiffy Lube. I do this crazy crab cake tour, and I did a thing called Crab Cake Row. We called it a cup of Super Bowl. We raised awareness and really food for the Maryland Food Bank. And along that way, I had 78 conversations with folks really like in a similar space of doing good deeds in the community. You're not just a Maryland lottery winner. You're not just a dude that lives 5 miles from my radio station up here in Northeast Baltimore County, but harm reduction counselor. So when I see this, first off, it says you live in Nottingham. I lived in Nottingham for you. Nobody lives in Nottingham. You're like in Perry Hall, you're in White Marsh. Nobody calls it Nottingham, even though it's 21236. Right around the corner here in White Marsh, tell folks what you do and why you do it, because I think it's a really important platform. You're exactly the kind of guy I would have had out last month.
So I actually work. I live in not or Perry Hall. I don't call it Nottingham. I
Nobody
don't think
calls it
anybody does.
Nottingham, no.
I work out here in Harford County, which is pretty cool. I get to give back because I grew up in Edgewood in Harford County, so I get to give back to a community which I ravaged. I have my own history of substance use issues, and I got clean a little over 7 years ago. And so what I do now is I'm a peer recovery specialist in
You're a
Harford
young man. You're
County.
39 years of age, right? Yeah, so you got help at 32. How long were you struggling? Is this something started when you were
Oh,
12,
20
13 years
years,
old?
20
Yeah.
years, on and off. I mean, 20 years. And once I kind of got my life back together, one thing turned to another, and I wound up here at Voices of Hope, and their mission and vision fits exactly what I want to do, and it allows me to be like the voice I didn't have when I was out there. So we go out and we do outreach and we meet people right where they are. We'll go to these encampments and meet people where they are. We do treatment coordination, to get people into treatment. We help with transportation, we help with recovery resources. We're big in the community and we really want to help people. And You know, that's I love what I do. I have a passion for it. And it's because I've been in those places where these people are. And when you're at that bottom, that low point, you know, you feel that nobody hears you, nobody understands you, nobody sees you. So we just try to let them know recovery is possible. And you know, and we give them all the resources, and we try to knock down all the barriers that they may face, you know, in their journey to treatment, you know, in their journey to recovery.
What got you clean 7 years ago? What was your life episode that healed you, and clearly 7 years later trying to help other people?
So I had many failed attempts at recovery. So it wasn't like an overnight thing. And I just hit this this low, this physical, spiritual, mental low, where the misery of living day to day and doing what I had to do to make myself even function was worse than death. I hit this bottom that it's hard to put into words. And I knew I had a couple resources out there, and I finally, you know, went into it with an open mind, knowing that I can't go on like this anymore. And you know, and
And you meet people like that every day.
oh, 100%. I mean, I'm big in the recovery community, and and that's huge for me, because the recovery community has helped me through so many trials and tribulations within my recovery, even. Because just because you know, you put the drugs down, life doesn't stop. Life shows up, and you know, you got to learn coping mechanisms, how to cope with life and problems without using, when that was your first instinct for 20 years. It's hard to unbreak that chain, you know. So, and that's what I think.
It's the root of
Also,
addiction, literally, right?
yeah, and yeah, the opposite of addiction is connection, you know. So we like to connect people, and I think even with these tickets, man, it's going to give me the opportunity to bless some people early in recovery, to show them, you know, hey, come to a game with me. Let me show you, you can have fun in recovery. You can have fun without the use of alcohol or drugs. Let's go to a game. So that's another opportunity that this win gives me, you know.
Well, I'll give you one more opportunity. We do a couple Super Bowl every year, where I feature that. I want you to come back on Super Bowl week next year and tell me how the season went. Show me pictures of your daughter going and see. The schedule's not out yet. I hope they play somebody decent in the preseason for you. At least you get to see nice color uniforms or something. But I remember what it was like being 4 or 5 years old going to a football game. So, you know, we're all blessed. The Ravens are here. I mean, you sound almost old enough, not quite, because you're 30. But you remember there were no Ravens for a minute in your life, early in your life. So, you know, at least we have that. And hey, keep up the great work. You're up in Harford County. Tell folks how they can get in touch with you or in touch with your center, because I want to give people a leg up. There's always somebody out there. Both my parents were, you know, addicted, and so I grew up in Dundalk. You know, I know the drill. Saw it. You know, bought the t-shirt, quite frankly. But there's always somebody else that needs help. Every day I see people and wonder, you know, is that person struggling, and where would they turn if they needed help?
Yeah, so you can visit us online. It's voicesofhopemaryland.org. And one thing that's really cool, which I left out, is we actually distribute Narcan. We give Narcan out in the community. We do Narcan trainings. So if you ever need a Narcan training, we'll send some peers out to you and do that training. You know, we've done businesses and other recovery places. That's something that we offer. And we'll give you free Narcan. You know, and I always
You know,
say with
Emily
Narcan.
Keller's a good friend of mine, the former mayor of
Okay,
Hagerstown, who, yeah, when I bring up Emily's name in your community, she's a superstar, a great friend. And yeah, she's down in Annapolis working for West now and trying to do good things. Anytime it gets brought up, you know, her name came up every day that week, because there's a lot of people, you know, on the other side of this. They lose relatives and they start funds and try to create awareness. We're trying to keep everybody alive. And the first step is finding somebody like TJ Humphreys, who, if you want to find him on Sundays, in it's gonna not be between 1 and 4. You have to hit him in the morning or hit him after the game. He'll be sober after the game. He might be one of the few folks. And so, TJ, thank you for coming on. Congratulations for winning. Doug, I appreciate you as always setting these awesome, cool stories up. We find out I get to talk about this stuff, and you know, I give tickets out and people win and people second chance. My wife's using the MD lottery in the app and all that stuff. But it's sort of like when I was a kid on MTV, Doug, they used to say, people really win. And it's like, people really win. So, TJ, come back, visit with us next year, and keep up the great work, and we'll talk more about your work, okay?
Thanks for having me.
And this is something we've been doing for now 15 years now. So Thomas, TJ is part of our 15th year of giving away season tickets for 20 years. You talk about his daughter. He may have some babysitters there in the row, some lucky lottery winners that want to look after her during the preseason, maybe tell her some of the ins and outs of the 20 years that they've been able to experience. And we're already hard at work at planning the next series of Ravens promotions. So we're looking forward to seasons in the future. Lots of great second chance stuff happening now. If you've got multiplier scratch off tickets, look out for that. New to the stage is our Pac-Man second chance. Chances to win $2,500 prizes, or at the end, a Pixel Bash Pac-Man arcade unit.
Oh, hold on with this, man, because nobody clued me in on the Pac-Man thing. Like, I mean, I knew about Home Run Riches and the Grand Slam, but wait, this Pac-Man thing, I just saw it on my email this morning. What's a Pac-Man thing?
Pac-Man. So it's our new $2 scratch-off ticket. It's what we call a licensed product.
You know, I promote the Maryland Lottery, Doug. We got to talk to Roz. I mean, I'm about to go to Sarasota. When I get back, opening day, I need some Pac-Man. Come on, man.
Yeah, and it's got all the fun graphics. Basically, it's a Pac-Man trying to make its way to the end of the row. There's a prize at the end of it. If you get into
chase a chase the little cherry, chase the banana, get caught. That's right. Orange right. Each. I played Miss Pac-Man at the Toto Journey concert in the vault at the CFG Bank Arena. I got invited. They had a Pac-Man machine. And I'll tell you, Doug, I think both of you are younger than me, because I'm like an old fart. I'm 55. So, I mean, I remember I was 12 years old when Pac-Man happened, and we had never seen anything. Pac-Man was, I mean, it's gambling addiction month, and I want to tell everybody, 1-800-GAMBLER, do all that. When I was 12, I had a Pac-Man problem. I mean, I love Pac-Man. I really did. But you would always get that joystick, especially on Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man. I call it Pac-Man 2, where the joystick would get you eaten because the joystick wasn't. And this, I had a sticky stick, and I got eaten. And I got to the second board, though. I got to see a little song where they sing. So they do that? You're doing Pac-Man. I'm just telling you what I know about Pac-Man. I wasted a lot of 1980 and 81 and 82 on Pac-Man.
No, yeah, I busted a lot of quarters too. I had the Atari at home, so I had a version of
couldn't even win anything. It's not like the lottery. You couldn't even get like a free slice of pizza if you got to the fourth board or something, you know?
Right. But you know, now if you
suckers, we were kids.
Extended play here with our scratch off ticket, you've got your own arcade machine. It's a stand up Pixel Bash arcade machine. Pretty cool to look at. And you know, there's really only going to be one of those prizes. So you know, get your second chance tickets in there. They're worthless unless you're using them in our rewards club. While you're trying to get there, you've got a chance to win up to $10,000 on the scratch off ticket. So that's what's happening with that one. Home Run Riches, we're excited for baseball. I know you're going to spring training.
I got this out because TJ said the Mad Reason. I'm a big Oriole fan. Camden Yards opening day. We're excited. My daughter loves the Orioles. And I'm like, come on, man. I mean, come on. Who's more ready for 102 wins and some playoff action than me? So, yeah, this is old school, too. This isn't even like – this is like polyester. It's going to not breathe. It's going to be terrible, but I'm going to love it.
Well, we've definitely got the fever over here at the Maryland Lottery. Last year, we had a lot of fun with our 50th anniversary and then getting the Orioles promotion worked into that, giving away some big prizes. This year, the big twist.
Do you have a ticket where we can win the World Series or no? You don't have that ticket?
Oh, man. No? It would be nice, right? It takes a lot of planning on our side to kind of make those things happen. But we wanted to plan a promotion that would actually work with the season no matter how it goes. We know that we've got some power hitters there. And so Home Run Riches is back again with our fast play game. It's got the progressive jackpot for a chance to win every time you purchase the ticket. And then your non-winning tickets and your winning tickets, for that matter, can be used in the Rewards Club. That'll give you a chance to be picked as a contestant of the game all season long. So we're going to have several drawings for the upcoming games. If you're picked, you have a chance to win $500 for every home run hit. You'll also get $500 just for being selected. And the new twist this year is Grand Slams. We had, I believe, 6 Grand Slams last year.
By the way, I hit Martin on this late. They moved the fences out. They moved the fences out. So that's, you know, for me, move the fences back in if you're going to give money away. Don't tell Corbin Burns that.
We know there were, I mean, the sheer number of opportunities where we had people loaded on base, plus some big hitters coming to the plate.
Every time a Grand Slam chance falls on the warning track, I'm blaming Elias.
You're not going to blame the lottery, at least. Thank you.
It's money wasted. That's all I can say. Granted, you know who's going to feel worse? The guy that hit the ball.
Right. Well, you know, if one of those does go over the fence for a Grand Slam, you're going to be feeling pretty good. If you are a contestant of the game, that is going to count for $5,000. So this contest is really ratcheted up quite a bit. If you are an Orioles fan or just a fan of our Home Run Riches promotion, you want to check that out. MDLottery.com. We have the schedule up there. Your first drawing is going to be March 26th. So deadline, get your tickets in March 25th, and you'll be very happy if those baseballs go out for a Grand Slam.
We did everything in this segment except get a palm tree and eat a proper crab cake. And we're going to meet everybody at Costas. I have my Costas thing on April 9th. It is actually – so I've gotten really clever since, like, this Oriole rejuvenation has happened and we have, like, fresh management and, like, all of that. There's an Oriole game in Boston opening their season at 2:10 on the 9th of April. And we're going to do the Maryland Crab Cake Tour just coincidentally from 11 till about 2:08. That day, so I can wrap things up and we'd sit and watch some Oriole baseball. So something magic will be happening as I break out my magic, and I'll have a handful of these 10 times the cash, because this is what I have. It's in our next, but I'm gonna get some. I need some Pac-Mans. I got to talk to Roz about that. Just stay away from sticky joysticks on the Mrs. Pac-Man, because it'll get you eaten before you get to the third board, and you won't get the free slice of pizza. The Maryland Lottery puts us out on the road. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation in conjunction with Jiffy Lube and our newest sponsor, Liberty Pure Water Solutions. Keep my water clean, making it happen, getting this on the road. We'll be at Fadley's each and every Friday. TJ is going to be at every football game, and I really love giving some oxygen to help some people out there who need a little bit of help. And if you need help, and it's Gambling Addiction Month, we need to let everybody know the whole month. I do a lot with casinos. We've done a lot with online. Got somebody in your life that has a problem, or if you have a problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. Get some help. John and I talked about it last week. Somebody's there right now to help you out. And it's March Madness, for crying out loud. Don't be doing crazy things here. Breathe in the good air. Springtime's here. Get yourself some help. All right. I am Nestor. We are WNS. I'm getting myself some help. Get some baseball help, some sunshine. Got my sandals out. Follow Luke and I as we journey to Sarasota and going to rip up Fort Myers and me and MIC. See you soon. So, and then it's opening day next week. Stay with us. We are BaltimorePositive.com. We never stop talking Baltimore positive and good stuff around here.